Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
I think I had like a caption at one time on social media that was like, dated, because I just thought it was like so cool. And I'm just like, how stupid. Yeah, like who came up with that?
Hello there, and welcome back to Millennial TV. I am so happy for you to join us today. I am Adrian, and this is
Candace
and Liz.
This week, we are recapping season one of Laguna Beach, episode 8, titled Grin and Bear It. The gang heads to Catalina Island for some weekend fun. But before we get into that, let's look at what's happening in pop culture news. For pop culture this week, I really wanted to touch on Britney Spears' new book, The Woman in Me, but I've heard a lot of people talk about it already, and I feel like all of the details in the book have been discussed on different podcasts, like different interviews and stuff like that. So instead, this week, I'm going to talk about how we sadly lost actor Matthew Perry at the age of 54. He was found dead in his home, and it's been reported that he died after drowning in his hot tub. That morning, he was reported to have been playing pickleball in his backyard, and he sent his assistant out on errands, and after 2 hours, she came home to find him unconscious. The actor has been battling with addiction ever since his rise to fame. In 2022, he released a memoir and detailed his battles with addiction. He said to have spent over $9 million and have done over 15 stints in rehab trying to get sober, so it's truly been a long battle. But in his most recent Instagram posts, it's been a lot about Batman, the bat signal at the bottom of a pool, bat signal being on TV, and some people think it's a cry for help, but others don't see anything with it at all. And I know people love Friends, the TV show. I didn't really watch it personally, but I feel like this hit home for a lot of people because they really love the series so much. So I wanted to put it out there and ask you guys how you feel.
Yeah, so I'm not a huge Friends fan either. My sister really liked it, and Kelsey, who you all met last week, that's her absolute favorite show in all of the world. So she was pretty devastated. But yeah, I know him a little bit from, you know, just him being on Friends. And I mean, the whole thing is really sad.
And so unexpected.
Very unexpected, yeah.
So I read an article that referenced his memoir that he had written. And the most interesting thing to me was all of the famous faces that he dated that I was completely unaware of. It was like excerpts from his book about dating Julia Roberts, and he dated Julia Roberts for a long time, and also, gosh, I forget the actress's name, but she plays Janice Ian in Mean Girls.
Lizzie Kaplan.
He dated her for a long time, and he actually said that he should have proposed to her, and he thinks a lot about if he had, like, they would be happy and married with two kids, but he had self-esteem issues. It's why he broke up with a lot of people. He also dated Gwyneth Paltrow for a while. But he said that, you know, he was always afraid that these women would find out that he was a loser and break up with him. which I thought was really sad.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
And also, like, obviously they like you, they're with you, but, you know, and that he had this, like, existential dread of, like, them breaking up with him one day, and so he would break up mm-hmm. with them first so he didn't have to feel the pain of losing them, which I thought was really, really interesting. And he felt like, in particular with Julia Roberts, that she probably felt like she was slumming it with the TV show guy. And I'm like, you know, I don't think he realized how very, very loved and admired he was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have a very clear self-image, which is what a lot of addicts admit to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's really interesting and sad. And it's just interesting to see all of the celebrities and all of his friends come out and say, you know, how loved he was and how great of a person he was. And it always hurts when that happens, because it's like, I always feel like the person didn't know mm-hmm. or they would still be here. But in this case, it was kind of like an accidental, unsure thing. But it always right. reminds me, I had a really close friend who overdosed. And that was the worst part of it, was watching everybody around come out and be like, you know, this person was everything to me. I love them so much. And then it's like, why didn't they know?
That's the thing. Like, we don't say mm-hmm. it out loud to our friends and family all the time. And even then, I feel like sometimes they don't hear it, mm-hmm. right? Like, you could tell someone you love them so much and they could feel it everywhere, but it just doesn't resonate with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The whole thing is just really sad. And I know this situation isn't, you know, technically drug related, but the whole situation over encompassing is just like, I wish things had gone differently.
Yeah. Or, totally. You know, like,
yeah, it was very, very shocking. I think he had a lot of life left in him. And mm-hmm. the cool thing is, we will always have Chandler Bing to look at and watch. And
but there will truly not be a reunion.
Well, they did that one in 2021. That was a really big one.
Mm-hmm. Was it an episode?
No, it was like a special. But they all came back and they, like, recreated the whole living room and stuff. Like, they rebuilt the whole set and everything. But they had everybody there. Mm-hmm. And it was really good.
Well, that's good for the fans.
At least they got that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what they did for Harry Potter. They just kind of got everyone together. And
exactly. It was just like that.
Ah.
Yeah. I thought it was definitely a shock. But I didn't know how involved he was in helping other people with addiction. And I read a quote that he said in his book that was, like, he was, you know, on drugs pretty much the whole time they were filming, except for, I think it was season 9, he said. He was totally sober for the entire filming, and that was the year that he, like, got nominated for a bunch of awards and stuff.
Wow.
And he was kind of like, yeah, it goes to show that, you know, I mean, he was still great even when he was not sober, but when he was above and beyond, mm-hmm. which I think is just a big reflecting moment for him, I would say. But I think, like, reading from all the other stuff from the different celebrities and everything, it seems like he was, like, a comedic genius as far as, like, his timing and everything would go with, like, reading lines. And I just have been reading a bunch of stories about people doing, like, table readings with him and stuff, and they'd be like, oh, we saw this line on the page, but the way he read it was, like, way funnier than they could have imagined it to be.
He had a lot of talent.
There's a couple movies that he was into that are really good. Like, I really loved the movie Fools Rush In. I don't know if you guys have seen that one, but that one's really good.
I remember seeing it at Blockbuster.
Yes, yeah. It's a romantic comedy, but yeah. I think Selma Hayek is in it with him, but it's really good.
Yeah, I just Googled it. It's the both of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple movies that, like, were staples at Blockbuster, and that was one of them, along with that movie Get Over It with Kirsten Dunst. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would always see them, and I never watched them, but I would always see them at Blockbuster, like, in the same section.
Crime rom-com section, yeah. At Blockbuster, yeah.
I guess one of our takeaways can be just to check in with the people that you love and to tell them that you love them.
Mm-hmm.
You honestly never, ever know what's going to happen. We do need to be more aware of people. Check in with your friends.
Yep.
Yeah, it's never a bad thing to say hello and tell someone how much they mean to you.
Even, like, my family is not, like, an I love you family. Like, we love each other. We just don't say it. Like, mm-hmm. it just isn't a thing. And I have started to. And it's, like, they all kind of look at me funny, you know? Because it's, like, you don't do that. But it's, like, well, if I don't say it and something happens, like, I don't want to mm-hmm. have that regret.
Totally. If my best friend and I have a, like, particularly mushy conversation, then we go, I love you. And we're like, ew. But she's the same, so she gets it.
Me and Kyle always say how Macy on Teen Mom would say it to Bentley. Love you. You always say it like that.
I love that reference.
Yep.
They're so cute. I can't. Yeah. Bentley.
Yeah.
Bantley. Bantley. Yeah.
Seriously, Juan.
Now let's get into the episode. On the Previously On, Lauren does a quick recap of prom from the last episode, stating that everyone got along and that they were mainly sad that the year was almost over, but not before their last trip to Catalina Island.
So this is the first Previously On that Lauren doesn't drive home the fact that Steven was not with her and should be. I was waiting for it.
Props for that.
And it didn't happen. And I was like, good for you, Lauren. We're starting to move on. This is good. She does mention hanging out with Kristen and Steven is terrible, but I'm going to give her that one.
Too much leeway for Lauren.
I'm just going to give her that one.
In the first scene, Lo and Lauren go over Lo not being able to go to Catalina with the group. Lo calls her dad to ask if she can go. And when he hears that there will be no parents and that there will be boys on this overnight trip, he expresses that he is uncomfortable with her going. Lauren is bummed out that Lo isn't going to be on the trip because the both of them were supposed to be the lame campers together, which I think is super cute.
That would be me.
I mean, it's why I think these two always had such a cute friendship. Like, they were just so similar and together in so many ways.
I love that Lo's like, we'll be like, ah, a bug. Super cute. And then Lauren says, she's like, I told them that there would be boys there. And he's like, oh, there's going to be boys there. And Lauren goes, it's just Trey, Steven, and Dieter.
Yeah.
Like, I know.
Right. Those would be boys. It's just Trey, Steven, and Dieter. Like, it's fine.
Yeah. I just thought that was really funny. And
isn't it weird how strict Lo's parents seem in comparison to everybody else's?
Yeah.
It is weird, but I give so much props to her parents for, like, putting their foot down, because she couldn't go to Cabo and now she can't go to Catalina, but, like, good for them, because they are us. Like, they're concerned about everything that we're concerned about.
In hindsight, that trip was super mellow, but
yeah.
But again, I wouldn't have been allowed to go on a camping trip with boys overnight with no parents. Yeah, that wouldn't have happened. I mean, even with parents, I probably wouldn't have been allowed to go with boys.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's like, finally, some sense of normalcy on the show for all of us.
Yep.
Then we see Alex H. and Kristen at lunch, and they talk about the upcoming trip to Catalina and list out the people that are going on the trip. Dieter, Jessica, Steven, Lauren, Morgan, and of course, Alex and Kristen. Christina won't be on the trip because she's singing at the Crystal Cathedral, which is something that will be aired on television. I had to Google what the Crystal Cathedral was. It's not called the Crystal Cathedral anymore. It got renamed. What is it?
I have it somewhere further in my notes. I did kind of like a deep dive on the Crystal Cathedral the other day. Because I was like,
I'm glad you did.
Share. I'll tell you guys when we get to the singing part, because that's where all my notes on it are.
Honestly, though, I'm so happy for Christina that she gets to redeem herself.
Finally.
I'm so happy that they gave her this moment. It's so necessary.
And she was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that her legacy is not that horrible audition. So, yeah, I'm really happy for her. And I just have to say, Kristen's hair is pinned back in this scene, and it's so 2000s. Mm. Like, her bangs are pushed out, and then, like, she just takes, like, two sections of hair and pins them back with bobby pins. And I'm like, first of all, I love that look, and I did it all the time.
It's really cute. Yeah.
And she looks super cute. I don't know. I hope 2000s hairstyles come back. I want to wear butterfly clips again.
Oh, I wear butterfly clips.
I guess that's more 90s. Yeah.
Well, they butterfly clips, like, are officially back. Like, Sloan and Charlie wear them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, like, the girls will have them in their hair, and they'll take them out and give them to me, and then I'll just put it in my hair because I'm like, well, I'm not going to, like, you know. So
that's amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to dig out my vintage clips.
Yeah, if you go to Claire's, it's, like, all – like late 90s stuff. It's crazy.
Amazing. I know Target's like that right now. Mm-hmm. I literally walked in and I was like, what is happening? And actually, side note, I have been seeing all these TikToks of people walking into Walmart and Target and seeing those vests that were really popular in the 2000s that you would wear under like a white short-sleeved shirt. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like a singer performer looking vest?
Yes, like Demi Lovato used to wear them all the time.
Yes.
So I was obsessed with those, and they're back. They're literally back. And I saw a TikTok of somebody, and they were like filming all of the vests as they walked by, and they were like, we can't go back. And I was like, I was like, oh my god, that is the great. I had so many. I had a pinstripe one, I had a black one, I had a blue
Isn't
one.
Isn't that a very like emo kind of like that kind of vibe?
For me, I thought it was like the height of fashion. You could not tell me I wasn't the cutest thing on planet Earth. But I mean, sure. Yeah, it was more of like it was more like a scene kid thing, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wore those out. But I'm very happy that things are making a comeback because I love it. I'm like, this is great. Let's all dress like the 2000s again. I want to keep my skinny jeans.
Me too.
Oh my god, I've only started buying these like flare pants or like straight pants because like for years I couldn't give up the skinny jeans. So please, let's not go back to skinny jeans.
No,
now. Like,
I want.
They're
no,
so comfortable.
I
straight
refuse
jeans
to
are
wear
so
anything
comfortable.
But skinny jeans.
Yeah.
No, still.
Oh yeah.
Try Candace. It's
I know.
So
I'm like the people that Gen Z are like. Millennial, like they can call me out from a mile away because I love my skinny jeans and my side.
You do high waisted though.
I have high waisted ones, but I don't wear them because
I can't wear high waisted. Yeah,
they're so comfortable.
The high waisted ones.
Yeah,
I'm so short. I'm only 5'1", and so the high waisted jeans literally
come
up to like my boobs, and so I cannot do it. So like low rise jeans come up to my belly button. So it's like, I know I hate the high waisted trend because I just cannot pull it off. Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Ew, okay. Another thing is like, you know, when you go to the clubs, you wear heels to the club, right? Mm-hmm. Like you would never show up in freaking shoes or boots. Like you wouldn't even be let in. But now everyone has shoes on and like sneakers. And I'm like, they didn't freaking ever have to suffer like we did. Getting stepped on by another girl's heels. Holy shit, that was so painful.
I don't go to the club anymore because I'm 1,000 and I have to be in bed by like 9 o'clock. But
I'm not there now.
But when I used to go out, we honestly didn't even really go to clubs. We'd go to bars and we'd bar hop. Mm-hmm. That was like our thing. We didn't really go dancing. We were like, nah, that wasn't my crowd that I hung out with. But yeah, it was heels and like a dressy shirt. That was like you're going out with like your hot jeans or whatever.
Yep. Yeah.
And now going out is like these Fashion Nova outfits that I would never feel confident in a million years.
Yeah.
And or
I'm like,
they're literally showing up in sweats.
Yeah.
I'm like, can I just wear my fucking cami and jeans and my patent leather heels that I had that were like my staple heels and just call it a damn night? Like, that would be me. I remember the exact moment I was out in a bar and it was like 1:30, you know, and I'm sitting there like, I could be asleep right now. What am I doing? Like, I'm just drunk. I have to pee. I'm hungry. Like, I could have been asleep hours ago. And that was pretty much the last time like I went out. And I was like, I'm getting too old for this.
Yeah. And then I start thinking like, wow, I'm going to be exhausted the next day.
Yes,
it's not
exactly.
Worth it. I'm going home.
I can't believe that I would close the restaurant at 11 o'clock, close, clean everything up, then go out till 4 in the morning, go home, go to sleep for like 3 hours and go back and open the restaurant.
Yeah, that's insane.
Like, what energy?
You're crazy.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't have it anymore. it's bye-bye birdie. I don't know what happened to it because I could never in a million years do that.
Yeah.
Like, I just couldn't.
You'd need like a full weekend to recover.
Absolutely. Yeah. I never really drink, but when I do, I'm like, why did I do that? Mm-hmm. Because I'm so sick the next morning. And I'm like, I used to be a pro, man. I was like vomit free since 93 status. Like, I was like not, and now I can't.
Yeah.
So guess we're here now.
Sad times.
32 and thriving. Sorry, my millennial is showing.
I looked at my notes and the church is now just called the Christ Cathedral. So it's not much different of a name.
Does Christina's dad still preach there?
No. I will tell you later when we get to my notes. a little bit of family drama.
Liz has a lot of tea.
I was like, why am I reading so much about this? But it was very interesting. So yeah.
Yeah. Did we like the fact that Kristen doesn't know if it was a president or Arnold Schwarzenegger that was pictured there?
Yeah. And she said, oh, Mother Teresa, all these gnarly people.
Yeah. I know, I'm like, this is the most bizarre conversation. And I think, like, normally they're not sitting around talking about Christina's dad's church.
Yeah. <You know?
laughs> So I think they're, she's like, yeah, it's like really famous, like a president or Arnold Schwarzenegger was there.
Same thing, like, right?
Yeah, same diff. I mean, I guess he was the governor of California.
Yes,
so.
Yeah.
Did you guys used to say gnarly?
No, not
as much as these kids do. No, I mean, I've said it. Yeah. But not as much as they do. And like, their surfer language is so extra because they're so amped on him.
Yeah.
Dude, yes. They're so stoked.
Yeah. It's very weird because it's, I mean, I lived in California. Obviously, it wasn't like a surfer town like that, mm-hmm. but people didn't talk like that. So they definitely had a very Laguna way of speaking.
When I first moved to San Diego from Michigan, I got invited once by somebody who was like, oh, me and my friends are having a kickback tonight at the beach. And I was like, what's a kickback? And they're like, oh, we're just gonna go have a bonfire. And I'm like, so you're just like hanging out? Like, yeah, a kickback. And I felt so stupid. I was like, I've never heard that before. So yeah, that was one of their slangs.
I also didn't know you could have a kickback at the beach. I thought that was like in someone's house or something.
Yeah, it was very weird.
So yeah, this is kind of related, but it's like the difference between barbecue and cookout, because in California, almost everybody says I'm having a barbecue mm-hmm. or I'm having, you know, whatever. And then I moved to Pennsylvania and everyone here says cookout.
So weird.
No way.
Yeah. And I'm like a barbecue, like a cookout. And I'm like, okay. Like, it's so weird. Like, it's the way really that weird. Things are just spoken differently. And people say like pop here instead of soda. Oh, yeah.
I used to say pop.
And there's a bunch of things that are like really weird and like things that I heard for the first time and went, huh? Because like, and I live in like the Pittsburgh area is really famous for, they always say yins instead of like you guys.
Oh.
I've never heard that before.
Yinzers? For the first time. They'll be like, are yins going to the game? And I'm like.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of like saying y'all, but different. Yeah.
Yins. Yeah.
Yins.
So it's just language is very funny, like depending on where you are. Like even like with Laguna being in California, like because it's by the beach, there's totally different language.
Mm-hmm.
It's like beach town surfing. Yeah. That's why I always have to check with you guys because, again, only watching this on TV, I'm like, is all of California like this? Is all of America like this?
Gosh, I get that all the time. Did you live in Laguna? How close were you to the beach? Like,
did you go surfing?
Did you see any? Yeah. Did you see any celebrities? Mm-hmm. I'm like, literally,
I'm still that person.
Literally, no.
If anyone lives in LA, I'm like, so have you seen any celebrities?
Whenever I tell people I was 6 hours from LA, they're like, California's that big.
Oh my gosh.
Like, yeah, it's not just LA and San Francisco, you guys. Like, it's
like the size of like four states put together, basically.
Yeah.
Then we see Christina and her family at home having dinner, and they talk about the upcoming performance at the Crystal Cathedral. It looks like Christina's brother, Bobby, is going to play the piano to accompany Christina and Angie, Christina's sister. Angie says that she doesn't think that it'll be hard to play and that if he played it a couple times, he will get it. And from that, I basically took away that he's a freaking, like, musical genius. Their and the way that she family, said it, too, they're just,
yeah, just like they're wonderful. Yeah.
Their whole family is, like, so perfect. Like, mm-hmm. yeah. her brother plays piano, they both sing, they read a Bible scripture every night. Like, I was like, what is happening? Like,
their dad is the reverend of this church.
I don't know if you guys caught it, but at the end there, they're like, talking about how they have to, it's time to go read their Bible scripture or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm like, they're literally like the Rockwells. Like, it's like a perfect little.
Yeah.
Everybody sings and plays piano.
And they have dinner around the table.
Yeah.
Perfect. When Christina's dad talks about it being time to read the Bible, Christina yells, no, I think I need to go. Cut to Christina rapping to End the Club by 50 Cent while she's driving in a car. But I mean,
I know
it's job amazing. MTV yeah.
for that cut. Perfect.
It's so Christians are cool too.
Yeah. Like, you know, like, yes.
Yeah. I was just like, oh my God. Yeah. I mean, it was great though. Like, you don't expect that from her.
So no, not at all.
And she was really proud of every single word that she yeah. was able to rap along. So
50 Cent is kind of hardcore.
Yeah.
He was nasty. So, yeah. I'm like, maybe Christians are cool. I wasn't a cool Christian, but.
Then we cut to Dieter and Steven sitting by the ocean, and they talk about how they're excited to go camping and they're excited about a yacht. Steven says he went with Christina's family before, so I guess they really were close family friends, or were they?
They're godbrother and sister.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Dieter says he wants the girls to cook dinner, and Steven says, I don't want to get food poisoning, which I think is so funny because if I think about high school boys and going on a trip with them, I would be like, let's have the girls cook because we do it best and the boys can't freaking do anything.
Yeah. Dieter wants to get faded and let the chicks cook at Catalina. And I was just like, yeah, I remember when let's get faded was like the cool way to say like we're going to get wasted.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even catch that.
Yeah. He said, I just want to get faded and let the chicks cook.
Oh, I didn't even know what that meant. Yeah. That's probably why I didn't catch that.
It was like really cool for a while to say like, we're getting faded. Like, I remember I think I had like a caption at one time on social media that was like faded because I just thought it was like so cool. And I'm just like, how stupid. It's so stupid. Yeah. Like who came up with that? The lamest thing ever. Faded. Like, okay. Just say, let's get wasted.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine.
I also hate to comment on this, but, and I wanted to say in the previous episode, I just forgot, but all I can see are Dieter's freaking thin eyebrows. Did you guys notice that? They were so thin. Plucked way too thin.
That's so
like,
funny.
Dieter is not the cutest mm-hmm. out of the gang. But I love him.
Oh, my God.
Adrian's over me. Dieter.
You like Dieter in season 2. And mm-hmm. only because Jessica was dating Jason the asshole.
No.
And there have been so many scenes in this season that make me go, oh, yeah. Dieter.
This scene in particular, I thought, made me go, like, really, Dieter? But...
And how about him laughing about the girls making him pasta?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
And then I have later, he makes the same joke that he made in that episode.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I'm like, yes. Peter, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, let's go get Jack in a Box or whatever.
I'm pretty sure that was the same clip, though.
Oh. From the other episode?
Yeah.
Was it?
I bet it was, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You guys are sleuths over here. I didn't catch that.
The next day, the crew arrive on the yacht. The boat looks beautiful, and there's so much food. On the Back to the Beach podcast, they said that MTV paid for this boat and this trip, which is amazing, and I would be so excited to go on this trip if I were them. But watching it back then, I really bought into the idea that they were, like, these rich kids who could afford to, like, mm-hmm. take this yacht and go to the island by themselves. So it's kind of nice to hear, like, the behind-the-scenes tea.
Yeah.
Lauren is reading horoscope write-ups from the magazine and asks if anyone else is an Aquarius. No one answers her, and she answers herself, saying, Steven's an Aquarius. His horoscope reads something like, it is not time to rock the love boat unless you know it is time to end a relationship. And Lauren cackles after she reads this as Steven and Kristen are sitting next to each other.
So mean.
Kristen hears this, and she mocks Lauren's laugh, which... I think it's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. And I but she's literally like 2 feet from her. So yeah. I'm like, how does she not hear that?
Yeah.
She intended her to hear that. See, Lauren was also a mean girl.
Yeah. But anytime Kristen's talking shit about Lauren, she's always 5 feet from her. I'm just like, geez, like, if I was Lauren, I'd slap the shit out of her.
Oh my God, Candace, stop. She's the one that read out that horoscope.
I mean.
Please. Can't make an excuse for her for this one.
I mean, okay, Lauren was definitely being a mean girl.
Yeah.
But it was in the magazine. She was just reading.
Oh, stop it.
Like, you know? You can't fight what's already there.
I'll let that one pass.
I still love reading the horoscopes from those, like, from, like, Cosmopolitan and stuff.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
And then doing the whole, like, oh, yeah, you'd find out the guys, you, like, what their sign was, and then see if your signs, like, match together and all that stuff. Yeah.
I had a subscription to 17 Magazine that I begged my dad for. And I legitimately read it every, you know, subscription. Like, yeah. I loved getting them. And I would always read my horoscope. And my favorite was always the embarrassing stories in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they were always, like, really bad. Like, starting your period on a date.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
yeah. Like, I loved those. Those were good.
Dieter tells Lauren that there are bears on the island, and Lauren says, there are buffalo, no bears. Which I'm like, wait, what? Are there buffalo on this island? What's happening?
I was curious, so I Googled it, and it said that there are buffalo on Catalina. Hang on, I wrote it down. I went to, like, the Catalina Island, like, official website. they're technically called bison, and it says that they are descendants of a small herd left on the island by a movie crew in the 1920s. So I thought that was super interesting. And so that it said that the island, like, protects them. And now they have, like, 150 of them at least on the island.
Oh, my
God.
So
they've been there for, like, 100 years. They're from a movie. So I thought that was really neat.
I was going to say, how did they get there? But
yeah. They were just like, we'll leave you guys here, they're like, mate.
You're good, right? We're not going to clean
up. Just start a colony.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Lauren tells Morgan that there are bears, and Morgan sarcastically says back, and lions and tigers. And man, in this rewatch, I totally see how much Morgan, like, didn't like Lauren.
Yeah.
Like, I never caught that before, but there's been so many times now that Morgan, like, says stuff against what Lauren is saying.
That's true.
I know. I just think she's cute in this scene.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. I thought she was
her
very cute.
Her outfit
too.
Was so.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
What, insane. Like, her outfit to me looked like she was trying to be, like, the cool mom or something, like, with the pink jacket and the baseball hat. I was like, what is she wearing?
Dieter tells a story about how someone got attacked by a bear at the same campsite a year ago because of an open candy bar in their tent, while Lauren listens on in horror. I thought Lauren was really funny in that, because bears are terrifying, but, like, her face just, like, said it all.
I remember when we used to go camping with Girl Scouts, and they would always be like, you know, bears are a thing, and you know, like, skunks are a thing, and, you know, this is their
land.
Habitat, yeah, so we have to, like, be respectful and don't leave food out and whatever, and, like, any sound we heard in the night was terrifying.
Was a bear.
Yeah. Well, one time I woke up and there was literally, like, I think I told you guys this before, but there was a skunk literally right next to my head, like, outside the tent.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I felt it, like, moving, like, alongside the tent, like, on my head. And so I, like, went up to smack it, and I realized it was, like, a animal. And I'm like, ah, my God. And I didn't know it was a skunk at the time, but we sure smelled it.
Oh, my God. Did
it spray?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man.
It sprayed the tent. I mean, it was outside, so, like, you know.
Still.
It didn't get all of our stuff, but, I mean, it was still really gross.
But it stays on your tent, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I scared it because I realized that there was something there and screamed. But, I mean, it's scary. I was sleeping.
Well,
and not very well, mind you, because it's very hard ground.
Yeah.
And there was a skunk. But, yeah, camping, I probably wouldn't go to Catalina.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't go camping there.
It doesn't sound like a fun trip, especially with Trey, Steven, Dieter and whoever else. Like, I don't know.
It's not fun if you're Lauren.
Exactly.
No.
You didn't have fun on this trip at all.
I'll say it again later, but I just, this trip seems so, like, I know Morgan and Alex are there, but it still feels like a couple's trip.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mimi just feels clicky, I guess. Like, if I was Lauren,
it felt clicky.
I wouldn't have gone on that, just because those aren't, like, her friend, like, they are, but, like, with Kristen and Alex going, and, like, Morgan obviously hangs out more with them.
Right.
And Steven and Kristen being together.
Right. Yeah. It just, it felt like Lauren was, like, for real the odd girl out. Yeah. And, like, I wouldn't have, and, like, I mean, I get it. She thought Lo was gonna go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But still, if Lo dropped out, I would have dropped out, I think. I just wouldn't have felt comfortable. And I don't think Lauren had a good time. I think producers probably forced her to go.
Well, I was going to say, if they're filming a TV show, even if I didn't want to go, I'm freaking going.
I mean, they could have done something with Lo and Lauren back home, like how they did Lo's date. So, like, I don't know. I feel like they probably were like, listen, you're going. You committed to this trip. You're going. We want you there. And, of course, they wanted her there to look miserable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, maybe she's got FOMO. Who knows?
Who knows?
And there's a funny clip of Kristen and Steven sitting outside the boat on the deck. And Steven is making some weird noise from his mouth. And Kristen slaps him and says, shut up. Which I thought was so funny.
So hard, though. You, like, hear it. And I'm like, oh, my God. She fully just backhanded him. Like, I felt bad for him.
I thought that was so cute.
I'm like, she's lucky nobody was like, DV, cancel. I mean, like, she does hit him pretty hard. Like, I'm like, frickin' hey.
Candace going so hard for Kristen every time.
Fine. Call me out on it. Call me out. That's what you guys are here for.
Yeah, we will. The gang arrive on the island and set up their tents. Steven and Kristen expertly set up their tent in record time, while Lauren moans and groans in confusion while setting hers up by herself.
Why was no one helping her?
Like, producers were like, don't touch her tent. Let her do it herself so she can look sad.
Yeah.
After they're done, the group head to the water to kayak, and in the water, Steven tips him and Kristen's kayak in the water. Meanwhile, Lauren is sitting by herself on a lawn chair reading a magazine.
Me, though. Me. I am not kayaking. Absolutely not.
Even if everyone else is going?
Actually, my old job that I had, we did like a picnic every year at Canoe Creek, where you can kayak. And they all got in kayaks and went out, and I was sitting on the bench back on land because I'm not getting in a kayak. And I texted my friend and said, hey, I'm leaving, while she was on the kayak. And she was like, to this day, she's like, you waited till I was in the kayak so you could leave because you hate the outdoors. And I was like, absolutely.
You're like, this was strategic.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, she was like, I was in the middle of the water. Like, okay, bye. No, thanks. See you later.
Lauren calls Lo, and Lo says she's going on a date tonight. Lo is very giggly in this, which I thought was really cute. Lauren then repositions her chair into an upright position, but it falls back, and then she laughs at herself, and she says, I hate camping.
Yeah, but it sounds like it's a sound.
Yeah, bite. I don't think her mouth moved when they actually played that line, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, because it sounds like she's saying it under her breath, so I'm wondering if they caught it from a different part of the trip.
Definitely.
And then just threw it in there. Yeah, because she definitely said it. I just don't think she said it at that moment.
Yeah.
I really liked on their phone call when Lo said, you're eating hot dogs and I'm eating sushi. Yes, ma'am. I thought that was so funny.
We see Lo getting ready for her date while she's on the phone with Lauren. Lo holds a pair of earrings and says, brown and gold is cute together. Wait, brown and gold isn't cute together? Okay.
She's so cute. Brown and gold is not cute together? Oh.
Which it is.
Like, I know. Yeah. It is cute. Just like a little sad, disappointed, oh. like she didn't know. She was not aware.
Yeah. I know. And then we see Lo's date, Mike, arrive to pick Lo up. Dun, dun, dun.
The worst date ever. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, how bad it was.
I was like, first of all, Lo is like a really pretty girl.
Yeah.
And Like, she's fun, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. And he... Ugh, yeah, we'll talk about it.
We'll get there, yeah. Sure. Back on Catalina, Lauren is washing her feet in the kitchen or, like, food sink, which I think is so funny. She says, "It's dirty everywhere. My feet are dirty." They're all cooking food over the pit, and I heard them use Dieter's voice again saying, "Steven, you want to go to Jack in the Box?" Which was from a few episodes ago. Mm-hmm. So I know. What is up with MTV reusing the same wild lines again, again,
again? I didn't realize that they were using that over again. So I just put, Dieter loves this joke. How weird.
Then two camping rangers come up to warn the group about wildlife, rattlesnakes, deer, and bears. He tells them to put away the food and to stay in the tent at night. We get a shot of the boys golfing on some little patch of grass they brought with them, which I think is so lame.
Again, they're weird golfing days.
Yeah. Like, golfing? Yeah.
They're literally 80-year-old men. It's so weird.
Back to Lo on her date. In her house, she calls her date Stinky, which she says is a term of endearment. But he does not sound too excited about that. And this is just the start of the date.
I call Banks Stinky, but he doesn't know what it means, so.
Well, yeah. And she said it in a cute way. Yeah, she wasn't like, fun of Stinky.
I mean, I'll call him a lot of things at the end of the date. Stinky is just like the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. They pair this with the scene of the girls, Christina, Jessica, Alex, and Morgan at Catalina having fun around the campfire while Lauren sits by herself awkwardly.
Poor Lauren.
Yeah.
I know. I feel really bad because this is like a produced trip and she doesn't have anyone that she's close with on the trip.
And Steven literally could give two flying.
He's so up Kristen's ass.
Yeah. It's so bad. Like, he literally doesn't even look her way one time. And if I was Lauren, I would be depressed too. Like, that. Like, just from like knowing how she feels about him. Mm-hmm. And Kristen and Steven in our timeline have just gotten back together.
Right.
So, like, that would be hurtful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? Like, and you're expecting him to at least be your friend.
Mm-hmm. Can't expect too much from that.
Boy.
And a sad song comes on, which is not a good sign for Lo's date. Lo and her date go to Pomodoro's, and her date seems like such a douche. He's looking around at everyone but her and seems so uninterested on being on the date.
I literally said, this Mike guy does not seem like a winner. He's boring and can't even look Lo in the eyes.
Why did he even go on the date? Like,
why?
If producers produce this, like, did they pick someone and ask him to act like such an asshole? Like, what's happening?
I don't know. It's awful, though.
Yeah. His phone rings, and he picks it up and says, the date is going well, which Lo looks very annoyed by.
I said, oh, my God, he is not answering his phone right now.
Know.
Like, what? Yeah. And then I said, wait, is he literally talking about the date?
I know.
Like,
and he said, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah. Lo looks appropriately annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
First of all, don't answer your phone when you're at dinner with me.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
To have a full conversation. Second, I'm sorry.
Look at me.
Are you talking about how the date is going right now? Because not good. Like, you know? I don't know. I hate this guy. I hate everything about him.
Also, at the end of the call, how he's like, I'll give you a call once this is done. Like, he said it so, like, he couldn't wait for the date to be over with. I'm just like, what is wrong with this guy?
Lo offers him a piece of gum, and he says, I only want half a piece. And Lo says, well, your mouth isn't big enough, which I thought was so clever. Like, she's so quick.
Yeah.
But he's so offended by that because he says, your mouth is clearly big enough.
And your mouth obviously is. God, I hate him and his shitty sense of humor and attitude. Like, ew.
And then Lo, like, looks at the camera almost as, like, a get me the F out of here.
I would have been like, can I get a box for my sushi?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Okay, is she having sushi there at Pomodoro's, an Italian restaurant?
I thought that was weird, too. They must have changed their mind, yeah. Because she said sushi on the phone.
I don't think they have sushi there. Yeah. I'm still thinking sushi, but then you said Pomodoro's. I didn't even realize where they were.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I'm still on sushi because I love sushi.
We cut back to Lauren continuing to look very sad amongst the group at Catalina. So both of these girls are not having a good time. We see the group at the campsite playing with an Ouija board, which is so creepy to me.
Nope.
Dieter playfully asks the Ouija board if Morgan is a virgin and sarcastically says no, which is so annoying. Again, annoying high school boy
behavior. I know. I literally.
Minus one for Dieter.
I don't think they're funny at all.
Mm-mm, no. They're just gross. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, like, asking if Morgan is a virgin is like, mm-hmm, like, so funny. Yeah. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Suddenly, they hear a noise and everyone starts to freak out. They start to put the fire out and go to sleep with seemingly bear noises all around outside. The boys, Steven, Dieter, and Trey, get in a tent together and start putting on a bear costume while we hear Kristen walking around the campsite screaming and looking for Steven.
God, she's something else in this scene.
Hold on. Steven jumps into Lauren's tent to scare her while Kristen looks on super annoyed at Steven. When he climbs into the tent with Kristen, she tells him that that was stupid and that he didn't even look like a bear. And okay, I think Kristen was being kind of a pooper for this one. Steven was trying to play a nice prank on everyone. He thought that it was funny, but curious that Steven would jump into Lauren's tent to scare her, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I think if he had put Kristen in on the joke, it would have made her less angry because she was like, I mean, I do feel kind of bad for her because she was like, where the hell is my boyfriend? Like, where did he go?
Exactly. Yeah. And she's in a tent by herself.
She's probably trying to like get some, you know what I mean? And then he like disappears, you know? And I mean, I get it. And she was like scared a little bit. Like, where the hell did he even go? I get it. So, I mean, I do think if he had let her in on it, she probably would have been like, oh, that's funny. Mm-hmm. But
do you think you should have scared her though, instead of going to Lauren's tent? Because he's being so annoying by doing that again to give her a little bit of attention. Yeah. And Lauren eats it all the way.
And she's like, he looks so cute in his bear suit.
I couldn't tell who said it, but somebody was like, I kind of wish you and Steven were together. Yes. I'm like, who said that?
So Morgan.
Was it Morgan?
Okay, I thought it was Alex. And I was like, if it is Alex, what a betrayal.
Yeah.
Because it sounded like Alex to me, but I it made more sense for it to be Morgan. But I was like, if that's Alex.
Yeah, that was so weird.
Well, here's the thing, because Alex was annoyed with Kristen, too.
Why?
Because did you see in that scene when Kristen was like, where's Steven? And Alex was like, do you want to get in? Like, there's a bear. Like, you need to get in here. And, like, Kristen was, like, not hearing it because she was looking for Steven.
Yeah.
And so I think she was annoyed. And like, why was Alex – I guess, okay, yeah, it made sense that Alex is in a tent with Morgan and
Lauren. Yeah, all the girls stayed together.
Yeah. So, yeah, but it just seemed like – Alex and Morgan were, like, buddying up to Lauren in their tent, and they were all annoyed with Kristen and her, Steven!
They kept playing the same sound clip of her over and over.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.
Steven! Yeah. Where's Steven? Yeah. Steven! Steven! The comparison of Kristen and Lauren's reaction to the prank was really something, too, because it was very, like, Lauren thought it was so funny, and he was so cute in his bear suit, and Kristen was like, you're dumb. You know? So I just thought that that was funny, that they, like, wanted to make a point of, you know, Lauren thinks it's funny, and Kristen thinks he's stupid.
Totally. And that annoyed me.
Yeah.
How annoying. Oh, yes.
Yeah, she does eat him up, and we're over it, Lauren. Move on.
In the next scene, we see the gang getting ready to leave Catalina. Meanwhile, over at the Crystal Cathedral, we see Christina's dad giving a sermon. Cut to Christina yawning backstage. And back on the boat, most of the group are napping on the way back to Laguna, but Lauren is awake and looking very bored and alone. But she's sitting right below Steven and Kristen, who are like cuddling and canoodling on the seat. And Steven fluffs his blanket on Lauren while cuddling with Kristen, which I think is so rude. And Lauren obviously thinks it's rude too. But again, just very annoying.
Yeah.
Annoying how Lauren just keeps running back to Steven regardless. Mm-hmm. Back to the church, Christina and her siblings are chuckling about their dad's sermon, which is, I thought that was pretty cute. They're like, laugh about the wax on.
Yeah.
Then they join him on stage and begin singing, which I thought they sounded really good.
They did.
The girls' harmony was beautiful. The song was really sweet.
I like that song. Mm-hmm. I don't know it, but like I liked it for like a church song. It was pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love Christina's outfit, but I want to burn her sisters.
What?
It was so ugly.
The matching baby blue?
Yes.
But you like Christina's?
Yeah.
No.
It was cute. And she was wearing like wedges. I don't know. I was just like, I really am not into this. She had like that crocheted shawl.
Oh, yeah.
On,
Very Pashmina shawl.
Oh, I was like, oh, this is awful. I thought Christina looked like, as far as like a church outfit goes, I thought it was like sophisticated.
Stop it. Okay. You keep saying that. I know. Even in the last prom episode,
yeah, her dress.
You're a church girl. It's so cute.
Okay, listen. I grew up in church, so I judge these church outfits like if I would wear them to church.
Only in church. Yeah. They finish, and as Christina walks out of the church, she says, "Glad that's over." Which I think is funny because they, like, paint her as this reverend's daughter, but they keep showing clips of her, like, rapping and being annoyed with doing church things. Mm-hmm. And I guess it does give her more of this, like, normal teenage girl personality. Yeah.
Her dad watching his kids perform was cute, though. He was just, like, so
proud.
He was all over the top, but it was cute. It was cute. I was like, aww. Also, like, coming at it from, like, a church perspective, I would have been mad that the pastor's kids get to sing, and I don't. Like, they didn't even stay for the service. They just left.
What's the difference between a pastor and a reverend?
I think they're the same thing. I mean, I think technically,
okay. I think they call pastors reverend. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think. I don't know.
Do you guys want to hear the drama about the church family?
Yes.
So I looked it up because, so I also grew up in a church family where my uncle, he was the pastor of our church. And so it was the whole thing where like my other uncle was the choir director. My aunt was the piano player. So it's like, I always find this sort of thing like fascinating when it's like family drama in the church. But anyways, yeah. So I looked it up. And so Christina, her grandpa was like the founder of the church. And you can actually see him in the scene sitting behind her dad while he's talking. And he founded it in like the 1950s. And then it was like in the 80s that they built the ridiculous looking cathedral that it was. Because I Googled it because I was like, what is this place? Like, it looks so weird for a church.
Beautiful.
Yeah. But just like with the glass
and everything.
It's not a
small church.
No, it's gigantic.
Yeah.
But it was funny because when they built it, everybody in the city like hated it. And they said that they thought it looked like a shopping mall, which I thought was really funny. Yeah. So in 2010, they had to file for bankruptcy with a $50 million debt. It was mostly because they were producing, so the TV program that her sisters were singing on, it was called The Hour of Power, which I feel like I remember seeing that like on the TV guide back in the day. I don't know.
That is
so
funny.
And so it was basically one of the things where they were like, all the money was going towards the funds for adding on to the production and growing the church and then everyone's salaries, and they weren't paying their debt instead.
Mm.
It happened to, like, I think her dad, board of directors, they voted Christina's dad out first. And then like a few years later, they voted the grandpa out, like totally.
Out of the church?
Yes, like as like a leader in the church position or whatever, even though technically like it was their church that they did all this stuff to. But one of the things that was the most interesting was that after all that happened in 2012, I found an article that Christina's parents, they had to sell their house because it went into foreclosure because they couldn't afford their house payments either. And at the time, they were trying to rent their house out on Airbnb as a spiritual retreat center, and they were charging $700 a night or $5,000 a week to stay at their house in Laguna Beach and, like, do whatever spiritual stuff they were like advertising there. And so, Yeah, it was crazy. And then there was also drama that started like right when they did the whole bankruptcy thing, where a bunch of the church members left the church because they made all the choir members sign a contract saying that marriage can only be between a man and a woman. And meanwhile, the person who designed the church was gay. So it was like a huge, you know, so a lot of the people left when that happened. And then it just like went downhill from there.
Wow.
Good for them.
I can't believe they were doing their house on Airbnb. It's so weird.
Yeah, I mean, I do wonder, like, how they would have funded that huge church. Yeah. I mean, clearly they
didn't know what they were doing. Yeah.
Could not. Yeah.
I think they got big-headed about the TV show and all that stuff, and then they just weren't paying the bills. Yeah.
So they weren't the perfect family that we believed them to be.
Definitely not. They never are.
Not shiny, happy people. Thanks, Liz, for giving us that deep dive. That was awesome.
You're welcome for the history lesson on the Catholic cathedral.
I know. I feel like I did not do my job this episode. I did not. My notes are, like, so short, and I, like...
No, I got way more into that than I should have, and then I'm, like, an hour later, I was like, why am I reading all this stuff about these people's church?
No, I love it. I love it. Yeah. This is what I want our podcast to have, this fun stuff. Yes.
Because of the show, though, if I ever go to Laguna Beach, I'm definitely going to pass by or, like, stop at the Crystal Cathedral just to see
it.
Yeah.
Back on land, Lo and Lauren talk about Catalina, and Lauren tells her all about how bad the trip was. Lo asks about Stephen and Kristen, and Lauren says Kristen's voice is like nails on a chalkboard. She recounts Stephen dressing up in the bear costume, and Lo asks if Kristen said it like, Stephen, which I thought was funny because Kristen really does say his name in a really specific way,
Stephen.
But no one's called it out before.
Stephen,
so this is good.
Stephen,
just the way she says stuff. Because in season two, she says Jessica's name really annoyingly.
Jessica.
Mm-hmm. Jessica. And Mad TV totally spoofed this on their show.
Yeah.
You guys know about that.
Jessica.
I love that.
Jessica.
Jessica. Jessica.
Jessica. It's, you know what it is? It's her Valley Girl accent. It's just very pronounced when she says those names. And I know because I have it really bad too. So like I feel her pain because you don't notice it when you're just talking. And then later you're like, ew, that sounded awful. Like, and I do it all the time. All the time. And like the first time we recorded, I was like, ew. Oh, like hearing my own voice. Like I couldn't stand it. So I get it. But yeah, it's just her Valley Girl accent. And it comes out more when she is angry. And
totally.
She's like, Steven. Jessica.
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 Part of what made the show iconic.
Yeah, for sure.
Lo and Lauren talk about who Lauren has been with the senior year, and it sounds like it's really only been with Steven. Mm-hmm. But she's excited to move to a city with new boys.
Sorry,
and
Lauren.
Let's not forget, at the back of your mind, Steven's going to be there, Lauren.
Sorry, Lauren. San Francisco doesn't have – it's really not that full of boys.
Is that true?
And most of them are gay. Sorry.
Not a good place to go.
Sorry, Lauren, don't get excited.
That was the episode. It was, I mean, what do you guys think about it? It was short. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like nothing crazy happened, but it was just like a cute episode.
Mm-hmm. I feel like my notes were really short for this episode. And when it was over, I was like, oh, it's over. Because usually, like, I'm sitting there for like a while doing these notes. And there wasn't a lot that happened. Like, it was just kind of.
No,
kind
of like, it was enjoyable.
Like a filler episode.
It was good.
And I think, again, it was something that the producers wanted to film.
It had the potential to be
very,
like,
they were expecting more things to happen than did.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But, you know, that's okay. It's not a bad episode. Mm-hmm. It still has its moments.
I liked it.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's a weird episode. It feels like it's not finished, and it's a weird scene to end on. But Lo does say my favorite thing, which is, was somebody mean to you?
Yeah. And her, like, little baby voice. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was so cute. Yeah. Was somebody mean to you?
Like, I agree. Lo is so cute.
So, yeah. I mean, it was cute. It was a good episode.
Did you guys have a favorite outfit?
I think Morgan's mom outfit was my favorite, I guess, on the boat. Stood out to me the most.
I'm not going to say Christina's church outfit because I think Adrian will
kill me. Oh, my God.
Honestly, Lowe's date outfit was cute.
Mm-hmm. The brown and gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, her top was really cute. I put, if you guys caught when they were leaving Catalina, some of the girls were wearing these like long sleeve white shirts and then they had a t-shirt over, which I love that look back then. I mean, it was warm, comfortable. Yeah. You would never be caught dead wearing that now, but I love that.
Layers, everything.
How about a favorite moment or line? I didn't really note down anything in particular, but just everything Lo says.
Pretty much,
mean to you?
And how she told the guy that his mouth was too small.
Yeah.
That's why he couldn't eat the piece of gum.
I was going to say, I think mine was more of the jealous rage moment, and it was that entire date, like, for sure. It was just, like, so frustrating to watch. I'm like, just get out of there.
Yeah. What made you jealous rage? Mike.
Yes. That's it.
I think he made us all jealous rage. Yeah. I just really liked Lo in this episode, even though her brown and gold is not cute. Oh. I don't know. She's adorable.
I know. Usually she's shown kind of looking like a mean girl. She says like snarky things. But in this episode, like, you really feel bad for her.
Yeah.
And I keep seeing her, like, Lowe's advertising on TikTok for like vaginal health.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah. And so now every time I see her, I just think about, she talks about how she got yeast infections really bad for like a few years.
Gosh.
And that's all I think about now when I think about Lo, because I see it so often. But yeah, she's like really doing the thing with her wellness company.
I used to follow her when she had her like YouTube channel and she was posting actively. Mm-hmm. She was like a chef or like training for cooking school in New York. And then she founded her, is it a supplements or
health
company?
I think it's supplements, like women's health. Let me look it up real quick, actually, just because I'm curious.
But she's really into that space, and it was really cool to follow her on YouTube. I wish she did more videos again.
Love Wellness.
Yes.
It is they sell women's wellness kits, essential vitamins and supplements that support your gut, brain, vagina, and your life.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, she's really doing the thing. And
yeah, that's awesome.
You know, I think they're all doing really well for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And I'm seeing that Love Wellness is in Ulta Beauty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm looking at the website and like the packaging is really cute. I don't know. It's like cute and girly and it looks like something you'd run across at Target that's too expensive.
Hasn't it been proven that like anything to do with washing your vagina does not work? Because it's a self-cleaning machine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're supposed to, like, wash it, but, like,
not, like
you know, you don't have to put, don't have to put extra anything on there. Like, pretty much water.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're going to get, like, infections and
whatever.
But, I mean, people, whatever makes you feel good, I guess. Yeah. I don't, like, I'm not judging anybody. Send us away.
Take it out? Okay. Thank you so much for listening and watching with us this week on the Millennial TV Podcast. Please subscribe or follow us on Spotify, Apple Music, or whatever streaming platform you're listening to us on. We'd love to hear your comments as you're watching along with us, or if you have any suggestions or ideas for the podcast. Send us an email at millennialtv, that's millennialteav @gmail.com, or follow us on Instagram at millennialtv. This has been Adrian, Candace, and Liz, and we will see you all next week.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.